not.
No. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Do you have an interesting story, Robin? Did you want to say something?
I have an interesting story when we're off the air.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I'm particularly interesting today. I don't know.
You see, I get worried when Robin comes in early because he...
I'm meeting someone.
Sure you are.
Sean Cranberry of Sophia Books will be joining me today for an interview with Mark Siegel, publisher of First Second Books.
This is my show. It's not yours. That's right. I could actually... No, I wouldn't be mean. I won't kick you out. It's okay.
I was just saying hi while you're playing music.
Sure you were. I'm sorry. I just played the Cancer Bats off of Birthing the Giant. That song was called Butterscotch. But is what? Why'd you make a face?
I'm not making a face.
You did. Yes, thank you. Not a lot to do today. Brian isn't here to hang out today, but that's all cool. I had my last class this morning, or at least theoretically I did. I didn't go. And not because I didn't want to go, I forgot to go. Well, not forgot, but I slept in. And I feel so terrible about it because theoretically it should have been my last class at UBC ever. And I had to hand in my last term paper ever, which I did. And theoretically it should have been late, but my prof was nice and he didn't consider it late. But anyways, I feel so terrible about missing my last lecture ever. But it's done. I'm done classes at UBC, which is so awesome. I'm kind of sad at the same time. It's a bit bittersweet, and I really don't want to get into it now because it's a dry subject that I know a lot of people won't find too interesting. But nevertheless, I have a lot on my plate right now, not just with school, but with a crap load of stuff, deciding my future, and I don't like it. I just want to be, 14 again, and just... I just want to be... Because I remember when I was in high school, all I really had in my life was school... sometimes seeing my friends and Warcraft. And if I could just kind of have that again, that would be awesome. If I could just, think about video games and computer games all day, that would be cool. Please and thank you. I have a lot of new stuff to play today. I also grabbed a lot of stuff that I haven't listened to in quite a while. But as always, you can give me a call here in the studio if you wanted to place a request. The number here is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. If you wanted to hear a certain song or whatever. I also have a pair of tickets to give away to a certain show that everybody wanted tickets for last week. But I can give away another pair this week. I'm trying to think up of some kind of trivia question that wouldn't be, way too obscure. But we'll see how that goes. And so keep listening. I'll give away a pair of tickets for some show later. What do I have for you now? I have some Bad Religion. Bad Religion are playing Warped Tour. They're headlining Warped Tour this year. Are they? No, I'm not so sure. I'm pretty sure they are. It's been a while since I've checked up on the site because the last time I checked, there weren't any bands that I wanted to watch that were playing in Vancouver, so I kind of lost interest and decided that I wasn't going to Warped Tour, so I'm not so stoked on it this year. But if I remember correctly, Bad Religion is headlining. If they're not, then whatever. I haven't played Bad Religion in a while, so yeah. This would be off of their album, The Process of Belief. It's one of my favorite Bad Religion songs, I'd have to say. It's called Evangeline, Bad Religion on CITR.
Rejection with magnetic good intentions, and yet, hey Jack, get back, get back, don't do that. I act sharp, but feel uncertain, 'cause next time, it could be curtains. Evangeline, conspiracy is so fine, let me up because mine is broken compared to mine. What is your crime, Evangeline? To set the record straight, I could use an angel, but I don't intend to split up the tape. Never go for treason, but I got reasons that don't warrant debate. My act's intact, and in fact, you're not all that. Your action,
but you're uncertain. Cause next time,
it could be
curtains. Invent your lie.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
And you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. The Friends of CITR card gets you discounts and shit at record stores, places to eat, places to buy clothing, which is what I use it for, which is pretty awesome. If you want more information on the Friends of CITR card, you can check out our website, citr.ca, or you can even give me a call here in the studio, and I would be happy to tell you more about that sweet deal. I just played And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead off of their album So Divided. That song was called Stand in Silence, and I also realized that whenever I play that album, I always play the same song because there's a lot of long songs on that album with a lot of like crazy, weird, ambient kind of parts in the middle that, I don't know, are great for listening to on your own, but I feel kind of awkward playing them on my radio show, and I also really like that song. Yeah, so you can shut up if you don't like it. Before that, I played Fucked Up off of their album Hidden World. That song was called Man Killer Man. Before that, The Vandals. That was an unreleased song called SWM, and I love that song because the solo in that song is a cell phone solo. Good times. And I got that off of an old Warped Tour compilation from, what year was that? 2001, looks like. And prior to that, I started off that set with Bad Religion off of the album The Process of Belief. That song was called Evangeline, or Evangeline, as they like to say it. You can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I can tell you right now that dust allergies and hay fever really suck. I don't like it. It makes me sound like I've had some kind of like permanent cold for the past few weeks. But no, it's just hay fever. Just the springtime. It's just because, I don't know, maybe I was so used to growing up inside when I was a kid that when I actually got out, you know, a couple of years later, I wasn't used to it. And my body was like, oh, what is it? Dust, pollen, you suck. Maybe something like that. I don't know. What was I going to say? I don't really remember anymore. Oh, yes. Coming up next, I haven't really played this band on my show before because I'm not a fan of a lot of this stuff, but I really like this song. This is MXPX, and this is off of the one MXPX album that I own called The Ever Passing Moment. And I'm pretty sure I haven't played this song before, but it's catchy, and I like it. And if you don't like it, you can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-247. Tell me what you wanted to hear, you know, because I'd love to play it for you. I really would. This is MXPX on CITR.
Chase the time.
was gonna call you or say I was about to. You change your mind like I changed the time. I said that I would be there, but then I didn't have a thing to wear. Don't hate me forever. I'm better late than never. I failed you. I'm sorry. That's simply my life story. Don't hate me forever. I'm better late than never. I failed you. I'm sorry. That's simply my life story.
Don't talk, watch.
Yeah, that was Mastodon off of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Wait, I have to say this properly. It's long and stupid. The Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters : the soundtrack. That song was called Cut You Up with a Linoleum Knife. And yes, it was a minute and a half of something. I don't even know. I'm kind of excited, very hesitant about this movie. I love the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I own every single season of that show on DVD. Like, when it comes out, I buy it instantly when I see it. I don't even care how much it is. I find it hilarious. I love it. But in a movie, it's funny because every episode of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force is, like, 12 minutes long. And it's funny because it's short. It's random. But when you have it in, like, a 1.5-hour movie or 2 hours or however long this movie is, I don't know. I seem a little skeptical about it. I've seen the trailers for it. The trailers really don't tell you anything about the movie. I'm pretty, like, it's going to be funny, but I'm still, there's something about it that has me worried, maybe, is one word. I don't know. But it, you know, the soundtrack's pretty funny. Luke Mead, our music director here, says it's complete shit. But there are some funny tracks. It has an Andrew W.K. song on it, that party song that I tried to play the other week. I like that song, and it's got a couple skits and also a couple songs by some of the characters in the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So, I don't know. It's a toss-up. We'll see. I think the movie comes out. Has it already come out? Tomorrow? I think it comes out tomorrow. Holy crap. Yeah, I think the movie might be released in theaters tomorrow. I don't know if it's playing here in Vancouver, but I sure as hell hope it is. Before that, I played The Transmitters off of their Teenage Tragedy 7-inch. That song's called Invisible Girl. And I played that because The Transmitters are playing a show this Saturday. This Saturday at Pat's Pub. Yep, at Pat's Pub. They're opening up for the Clorox Girls, and the Red Dawns are also going to be playing that show. It's going to be crowded, and it's going to be fun. Before that, I played MXPX off of their album, The Everpassing Moment. That song was called My Life Story. What was I going to do now? Oh, yes, I came on the air for a reason. Tickets. I have a pair of tickets to give away for the Bouncing Souls show, May 6th. The Bouncing Souls are playing with Strike Anywhere and The Loved Ones and one other band that I don't remember, at Richards on Richards, May 6th. And if you would like a pair of free tickets, I was gonna think up of, like, a trivia question, but everything that I could think up of was really obscure and, like, unreasonable of me to ask. So if you want a pair of tickets, I'm gonna give away tickets not to the first caller, but how about the third caller? Yeah, toss it up a bit, maybe. So yeah, the third person that I choose will get a free pair of tickets for the Bouncing Souls show. And the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. To the third caller. What do I have now? The new Comeback Kid. Comeback Kid are playing a show next Thursday. I think it's next Thursday at the Croatian Cultural Center with This Is Hell, and that will be an all-ages show, and I will be playing their newest album, Broadcasting. You can find this album on Small Man Records. This is the title track by Comeback Kid on CITR.
I've been trapped since in our heart.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was a band called The Spunks. They are on Gearhead Records, and we actually got a slew of stuff from Gearhead, so I'll probably be playing some more Gearhead bands in just a bit. That song was called Silly Girl, and that's off of their album Yellow Fever Blues. Before that, what did I play? Oh, why can't I find it? I didn't write it down. I'm pretty sure I played Comeback Kid before that. Yeah, I think I played Comeback Kid, the title track off of their album Broadcasting, and I also gave away tickets for the Bouncing Souls show, so sorry to everyone that didn't get those. What was I going to tell you about? Shows coming up in and around Vancouver this Saturday. Yes, this Saturday we have the Clorox Girls, the Transmitters, and the Red Dawns playing at why? So I don't know if you hear that feedback, but it really sucks. Playing at Pat's Pub. And then the following week we have Social Distortion playing two shows. They are playing one show with Marielle, get yourself together. They're playing two shows, April 16th and April 17th. That's happening at the Commodore Ballroom. They're playing with the Black Halos and I Hate Kate. And then a few days after that, Comeback Kid and This Is Hell and a whole bunch of other bands are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center. That is April 19th. And then beginning of May, we have the Bouncing Soul Show, which I gave away tickets for. That's May 6th at Richards on Richards. And also in May, we have Teenage Head playing with the Transmitters at the Red Room, May 12th. And that's all that my little MySpace page has, because I haven't really updated it, because I haven't had a lot of time, because I've been really busy, so shut up. I found Jesus on MySpace. Jesus is my top friend. He's my best friend. Man, I wish. What did I play? No. I'm sorry. My mind is all over the place today. What do I have coming next for you? Architects. I played this band, I think, once or twice before on my show, and I gave them a listen the other day, and they're growing on me. At first, when I first heard their stuff, I wasn't too convinced. It sounded a bit messy. It sounded, I don't know. I wasn't wowed by it instantaneously, but I gave it a few spins, and it's starting to grow on me. So I'll play it for you now. Perhaps you'll like it. Perhaps you'll hate it. This is Architects off of their album Nightmares. It is a song called They'll Be Hanging Us Tonight. How pleasant. Kind of medley, a bit brutal, so completely understandable if it's not for you, but I quite like it. This is Architects on CITR.
Yeah.
But we're above the streets now. Shh, all is dear. But we're above the streets now. Shh, all is dear. But we're above the streets now.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was the White Barons off of their album Up All Night with the White Barons. That song's called You Never Were. Before that, a local band, You Say Party, We Say Die, they just came out with a new album called Lose All Time. Oh, I thought it was Lose All the Time. No, Lose All Time. That song was called Something Long and Stupid, Downtown Mayors, Good Night, Alley Kids, Rule. Yeah. Sorry. And before that, I played Architects off of their album Nightmares. That song was called they'll be hanging us tonight. And you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. Robin is coming up next with the Inkstead Show. He was supposed to have a friend come in and co-host, but...
I'm going
to
kick his ass.
Sure you will. He can't. If you've ever seen Robin, I wouldn't.
I am mountains of girth.
No, you're not. You're mountains of nerd. Is that your friend?
Oh.
He made it.
He was so pissed off at you.
I was going to kick your ass.
He called you a douchebag.
Really?
No, actually, I said douchebaggery.
Okay. I practice that sometimes.
Good times. Think Sense are coming up next, so stay tuned for that. What am I going to leave you off with?
Oh, the noise conspiracy. You know,
yes, the international noise conspiracy.
INC.
Yes, that or that. This is a live album that they released called Live at the Oslo Jazz Festival. It's a song called Capitalism Stole My Virginity.
I heard they don't like freedom.
Okay, so I'm not going to say anything on that issue at all. I'm not going to say anything anymore. Stay tuned for the Inksteads and then Crimes and Treasons after that. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back in 1 week.
I'm closer to the golden dawn.